USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is doubling down on its threat to close the southern border with Mexico over immigration. There's no specifics or timelines. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
Congress won't give us any money to fix it. They won't change the law to fix it. So we're going to do the best with what we have. And if that means pulling people off the ports of entry to put them out on the border where there's no wall, we will absolutely do that.
Mulvaney on CNN's State of the Union also defended the administration's decision to cut aid to three Central American countries. Josiah Hyman with the Center for Inter-American Border Studies at the University of Texas says the economic implications of a border shutdown are major.
The largest trade partner of Detroit is Mexico. Probably the largest trade partner of much of Canada is with Mexico. It would be a complete disaster.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Two women who accuse Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault are speaking out. Political science professor Vanessa Tyson wants Fairfax to resign.
I think there should be a public hearing, not an investigation. There's a difference between hearings and investigations, and investigations often allow people in power to sweep things under the rug.
Tyson appearing on CBS This Morning. Both Democrats and Republicans are commenting on former Nevada politician Lucy Flores's claims that Joe Biden made her uncomfortable with a kiss when he was vice president. Flores was on CNN's State of the Union.
Very unexpectedly and out of nowhere, I feel Joe Biden put his hands on my shoulders, get up very close to me from behind, lean in, smell my hair, and then plant a slow kiss on the top of my head.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Apple is scrapping plans for a long-promised product. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Giving up on a wireless charger for its mobile devices, Apple is apologizing to customers who've been awaiting the release of what was going to be called AirPower, a device announced back in September of 2017 that was to be able to charge an Apple Watch, an iPhone, and AirPods all at the same time. An email from the company says after much effort, the company's concluded AirPower won't achieve its high standards. Reports our engineers were having problems with the device overheating, and it wasn't always able to charge multiple products at the same time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Controversial actor Jesse Smollett decided to avoid the limelight Saturday night at an awards show in Hollywood. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
At the NAACP Image Awards, Beyoncé was named Entertainer of the Year. Prior to that moment, comedian Chris Rock was on stage with his own take on current news.
I'm going to present an award that said no Jesse Smollett jokes. Yeah, I know. What a waste of light skin, you know?
Smollett was a no-show, and he lost the Best Supporting Actor award in a TV drama to Grey's Anatomy star Jesse Williams. Smollett had been nominated for that award for his role in Empire 4 years in a row, and he won it in 2017.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.